This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where we are going through our great quadrennial experience, that's every 4 years, of choosing a president of the United States. And for a long time now, for months and months and months, the choice has been down to two people, and it's more clear that it will be just those two people, fewer third and fourth and fifth and sixth party distractions than ever before, partially because the choice is so stark. Tonight, Kamala Harris is going to be accepting the nomination for vice president. All eyes will be on her because she is still somebody, despite the fact that she ran a failed campaign for the presidency that ended very early. She was one of the very first major candidates to drop out, despite the fact that she had had a surge after the first debate where she attacked Joe Biden. Then she fell back. Isn't it saying something that the only moment in which her campaign seemed to be succeeding for president is when she attacked the guy who she now has to praise as having messianic abilities because he's her running mate? I suspect that what we will hear from Kamala Harris will not be so much about policy. There hasn't been much about that from the Democrats. What we will hear, most likely, will be all about her biography and her family and her course in life and her background as a prosecutor who was tough, but she says progressive. All of that will come out tonight. Other speakers on the platform tonight, the first early speaker is Elizabeth Warren, to be followed, Senator from Massachusetts, failed presidential candidate, to be followed by the beloved Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, to be followed by her friend, Hillary Clinton, former Secretary of State, former Senator, failed presidential candidate. Then the Wisconsin governor, Tony Evers, because after all, the convention is supposed to be headquartered in Wisconsin, though really there are people all over the country. And then followed by Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, who's a fairly feisty TV performer. She could be fun. She's the governor of New Mexico. She was on the short list, supposedly, for Biden for the vice presidency because she is, I believe she's the only Latina elected governor in the country. And then Gabby Giffords of Arizona, that sad story, who was shot in the head by a crazed marijuana-driven maniac who was a left-winger, not a right-winger, but she will be speaking. Her husband, Mark Kelly, is running for the Senate seat in Arizona that is held right now by Martha McSally. That's why she gets a prime spot. Then Senator Harris delivering her acceptance speech, to be all capped off by Barack Obama, who the Democrats ardently hope will give one of his spellbinding orations. In an early tribute to previous keynote speakers, they featured some of the speech that made Barack Obama a national figure. In 2004, when he was still just a state senator in Illinois, he was chosen as this keynote speaker, and he dazzled the convention by talking about how we are not red states and blue states, we are the United States. 1-800-955-1776. And speaking of red states and blue states, there is a pretty solid, it seems to me, analysis in the Wall Street Journal about how this election is going to be decided. And the headline that they use, and the election is the article is by Randy Yape. And it is full of facts and figures, and the numbers are just there for backup. The conclusions, though, are deeply revealing and maybe counterintuitive. I think everybody understands that this election is getting close. Everyone understands that there are set numbers of people who simply will not change their mind. They're not persuadable. You all know people like that. For those people listening right now who are very strong supporters of President Trump, you know that with some people, it's a waste of time to talk to them. You're not going to persuade them. You just won't. And on the other side, for those of you who are convinced that Trump is the worst president we've ever had and he's a disaster and we need him out of the White House, you surely have friends, maybe family members, who are very loyal to President Trump, who are inspired by him, who believe that he is fighting back not only against unfair attacks in the media and by Hollywood and everyone else, but he is fighting back against a horrible China virus, as he puts it. And that you're simply not going to persuade people one way or another. So who is persuadable? And who are the people who are going to decide the election? The Wall Street Journal says that, is there even such a thing as a swing voter any longer? And they say yes, although swing voters are a rarer breed than they used to be. Between 1948 and 1992, an average of nearly 20% of voters reported casting a ballot for different parties in successive races. In other words, they went from going for Obama one year to going for Trump the next year. Or maybe they went from going from McCain one year to going for Obama the next year when he ran against Romney. Okay, this is used to average 1 out of 5 voters. So there was a pretty good swing. And since then, since 1992, it hasn't been 18% of the vote. It has been less than 10%. In other words, 90% of the vote, if this election is at all like the other recent elections, 90% of voters are going to vote the same way for the same party they voted for in 2016. 90% of Hillary voters are going to vote for Biden. 90% of Trump voters are going to, logically enough, vote for Trump. So who is persuadable? Who's in the swing? And a new Wall Street Journal poll of registered voters found, 10% say they currently support the candidate of the party whose presidential nominee they opposed in 2016. And that swing shows more Trump voters planning to vote for Biden than it shows Hillary voters planning to vote for Trump. That's what gives Joe Biden his edge. That 10% might seem small, writes the Journal. But in a close contest, persuading even just a sliver of voters in key swing groups could make the difference in November. In those states that proved decisive in 2016, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, President Trump won by a combined 77,744, just over 0.5% of those states' aggregate vote total. Okay, here are the groups that are likely to make the difference. Number one, white voters under 35. White voters under 35 have been fluid in their presidential preferences ever since 1992. Nationally, President Trump won 44% of white voters under 35, nearly identical to his 46% of the popular vote overall. Isn't that telling? Don't you hear all the time how Trump lost younger voters by such a huge amount? So what's the secret? Where are they going this year? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show, 1-800-955-1776.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's open, it's expansive, it's welcoming, it's filled with life.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear, or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice, and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bring it on. The Michael Medved Show.
Bring it on. And President Trump is going to be holding a press briefing starting any minute. When he does, we will go to him live. I do think that the president is smart to not honor the tradition of sort of sitting back and letting Democrats take pot shots at him unanswered, and to try to upstage them wherever he possibly can. It would be positive if he upstaged them with positive news, because positive news at this point in his administration, when he's asking for 4 more years, a renewal of his lease on the White House, positive news would help more than anything he could merely say. This, I guess, can certainly be treated by President Trump as positive news. I mentioned before, I thought the Democrats did a very effective job of staging their convention last night. It was expert, except for one thing that I think was, well, two things. Bill Clinton, really? Talking about what happens in the Oval Office. We all remember what happened in the Oval Office under Bill Clinton and led to an impeachment crisis. And even comments by liberal media about it's sort of jarring when you're trying so hard to be a woke convention to have Bill Clinton, whose behavior with women, well documented, is from a dinosaur era. It's the kind of thing that corporate heads would be facing consequences for even now. In any event, the other aspect of the convention that I think is very dubious is some of the musical selections. I mean, what was that thing at the end of the first night with Billy Porter singing the Stephen Stills Silstong, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going around. Hey, okay, really? And they had an American flag in back of him that was colored gray and sort of blood red. And he was kind of wearing a dress and unfurling his wings. I mean, I think that they have to be happy that no one was watching at that point. And no one was watching generally. The Hill bringing up broadcast ratings for second night of Democratic convention. Even more disastrous than the first night of the convention, the ratings were off 48% from 2016. The Democratic National Convention drew 6.13 million viewers on broadcast television networks ABC, CBS, and NBC on Tuesday night, according to preliminary data, marking a 48% drop from the second night of the convention in 2016. The Nielsen Media Research numbers come after broadcast ratings dropped 42% on Monday night when compared to the first night of the convention in 2016. Prominent speeches from prominent figures ranging from First Lady Michelle Obama to former President Bill Clinton have been pre-taped and without audience reaction, which has dampened the usual energy and excitement, they write on the Hill, that accompanies presidential nominating conventions. Okay, this excitement or lack of excitement about the conventions it goes to one of the reasons, it seems to me, that it's tougher to get whites under 35 who are a key demographic, swing demographic. One of the things that you hear all the time is Obama, and you can look at this in the exit polling, if you take voters under 35 out of the picture, Obama doesn't win. He won the election based on his huge margin among those voters. So one of the reasons Trump won is because he was very competitive among white voters under 35. He was not competitive among non-white voters of any age. And among voters under 35, there are more non-white voters than there are in the general population, because the younger you go in the demographic, the fewer non-Hispanic whites you can find. But they report in the Wall Street Journal that Trump in 2016 won 44% of white voters under 35, 46% of the voters overall. The latest WSJ news poll, Wall Street Journal news poll, however, signals a drop in support for the president within this group. Right now, Mr. Biden is leading among those voters 44 to 37%. Now, turnout among young voters is a real problem. And if for the ones who are motivated enough to turn out, President Trump can break even, as he just about did last time, or go up from that 37% he's winning now to something like the 44% he won last time, that is a path to victory. And then there's another group here, which is women 50 and older. Women generally have leaned Democratic in presidential elections, but those age 50 and older have been more evenly divided in recent years, writes the Journal. Like college graduates, this is one of the most reliable groups of voters with turnout well above the national average. And the latest WSJ News poll shows that those voters are swinging significantly toward Biden. Women 50 and older have been a steadily growing share of the electorate, a part of the politically influential baby boomer generation. Their numbers within the electorate and swing states generally match those of the country overall. This is why, by the way, it answers that mystery of why they have that lineup that they do tonight in the Democratic convention. I mean, look, they have Elizabeth Warren, Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, the governor of New Mexico, Michelle Lujan Grisham, Gabrielle Giffords, Kamala Harris, and then they top it off with Barack Obama. Other than President Obama and a brief appearance by the governor of Wisconsin, it's all female. That's because that's who they need to win. If the election is going to swing in Biden's direction, that's how they have to go after, who they have to go after. What does it all mean? It means this. If you have a relatively small group of people, it's 10 to 15%, who are even eligible for persuasion, if Biden is ahead by 4 or 5 points among people who say they have made up their minds absolutely, Trump has to persuade about two-thirds of the undecided. Now, he did it last time. That's how he won the election, in the last 10 days. And with debates coming up, one of the things that they are doing, they are running heavy ads, the Republicans, about one subject that may work against them with key voting groups like women over 50. We'll talk about what that ad is subject to, and we'll talk about some of the announcements they have made about speakers for the Republican convention. And yeah, they're trying to go unconventional. They're not, no pun intended. But is that always a good idea? One wise choice, one, well, we'll talk about the other choice. Coming up on The Medved Show.
You can't handle
The Michael Medved Show.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If it's okay to show up to protest, it's certainly okay to show up and vote in person.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows on Fox News there. Meadows also said that there will not be any sorting machines between now and the election taken offline. In March, when the CARES Act was passed, Congress gave the Postal Service a $10 billion borrowing authority. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Iraq is getting just over $200 million in aid for things like food and water.
We're committed to helping Iraq achieve economic prosperity, freedom from foreign meddling in its internal affairs, and improve relationships with its neighbors as well.
The Secretary of State making that announcement during a briefing with the Iraqi Foreign Minister, Pompeo saying that rule of law was also discussed as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
He knows who he is, and he knows what he believes.
Michael Medved.
And on the Michael Medved Show, just to talk about Bill Clinton for just a moment. And honestly, I don't believe that Bill Clinton should be beyond criticism. Right now, the New York Post is following up a story about President Clinton getting a massage from somebody 22 years old, a female, not a male masseur, and with some kind of connection to Jeffrey Epstein, which is a name that fortunately has not come up that much in this election cycle, but who knows? In any event, after Bill Clinton spoke at the DNC last night. Let's play that clip number two, because he was talking about what a president should do about his personal conduct and the kind of integrity and honor and decency that the president should follow. Here is former President William Jefferson Clinton.
Time like this, the Oval Office should be a command center. Instead, it's a storm center. There's only chaos. Just one thing never changes: his determination to deny responsibility and shift the blame. The buck never stops there. Now you have to decide whether to renew his contract or hire someone else. If you want a president who defines the job as spending hours a day watching TV and zapping people on social media, he's your man. Denying, distracting, and demeaning works great if you're trying to entertain or inflame. But in a real crisis, it collapses like a house of cards. COVID just doesn't respond to any of that. To beat it, you've got to actually go to work and deal with the facts. Our party is united in offering you a very different choice, a go-to-work president.
Okay, and Bill Clinton, when he talks about the White House having to be not a command center, it's a storm center now, it was a command center. The Oval Office was used for activity that was even more destructive, or you could say inappropriate, than watching TV all the time and then blitzing out attacks on social media. And there's actually a point that was made by Scott Jennings on CNN about that in response to what Bill Clinton had to say. Listen.
I am dumbfounded by this, Bill. How is it that Bill Clinton has not been canceled by the Democratic? How has he survived all of these waves of cancellation when he has been one of the biggest violators of these rules all these years? I mean, we talked last night about the use of character. We talked about the use of character to try to say Donald Trump is a man of low character, Joe Biden is. Okay, fine. Trump is fine. He's fair game on that. It's totally fine. So you're going to say that in one breath and then say, character matters. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Clinton. I mean, does this make sense to anyone? If you want Republicans to vote for Joe Biden, having Bill Clinton talk about character and not having drama in the Oval Office, is that the right answer?
Look, I think it's a solid point. In addition, I do think that it's inescapable for a ticket where they're very concerned about Joe Biden appearing frail, older, and not the same Joe Biden familiar to people. And, of course, that is something that the Republicans are pushing very hard. They've just released yet another ad trying to suggest that Joe Biden doesn't have all his faculties, that he is, as President Trump would have us believe, shot. This is probably the wrong strategy, because particularly among the women 50 and older that we're just talking about, where President Trump needs their support, he needs to at least be competitive with that group. If you're talking about attacking Joe Biden because he's lost a few steps or because he's older, again, the whole Sleepy Joe designation, which goes to that idea that basically he doesn't know he's alive, President Trump says. First of all, it does two things. It sets up a very, very low bar for Biden to realize. If he delivers an even mediocre but normal acceptance speech on Thursday night, then the Democrats will breathe a sigh of relief, and the Republicans will have part of the case they're trying to make undermined. And the other thing is that, look, if older voters are in play here, and they've already swung a bit away from Trump from where they were in 2016, then that could be a problem. There is another problem in this final group of voters who are apparently swing voters. They are white college graduates. Now, this again is one of those things you will never ever hear in mainstream media. White college graduates last time in 2016, did they go for Hillary or did they go for Trump? Answer is they went to Trump. One of the lessons from 2016 was the political divide between college graduates and those without a four-year degree. Mr. Trump owes much of his win to huge margins among whites without a college degree, while college graduates overall swung Democratic. White college graduates were more evenly divided. But Mr. Trump had a slight edge in 2016. Isn't that shocking? Because you keep hearing that among white college graduates he has no chance. Well, this time he's doing much worse. And this is actually a group that he has to try to win back. And part of, I suspect, the idea of going to that suburban college graduate white vote that he needs. He cannot win without it. He needs to at least break even with that group. That explains why he has invited, or the White House has invited, Mark and Patricia McCloskey to come speak at the White House. Who are they? That's the suburban couple in St. Louis who became famous for some kind of embarrassing video where they're standing in front of a very lavish house with pillars on it. It looks like a McMansion. And she's wearing pedal pushers and a striped T-shirt, and he's wearing a pink polo shirt, and he's carrying a big AR-15, and they're brandishing it at BLM demonstrators who basically broke into their locked community and they felt were threatening their property. Now, there was nothing except for harsh words that was exchanged here. They never fired these guns, but they have been now accused of a crime, which, according to Missouri law, is a crime, which is brandishing a weapon. The point is, having them speak at the Republican convention, I think it's a much better idea. They're having Nick Sandman speak. Nick Sandman was the kid, the smirking kid from Covington Catholic High School, who was wrongly accused of racism and actually won a series of huge settlements from the media. The reason Nick Sandman is, I think, a good choice is because he is plausibly an underdog who actually fought back and won, because he was roundly condemned as racist when he had done nothing racist, and he basically launched this series of lawsuits against CNN, among others, and he has actually collected fairly substantial amounts of money to pay for his college education, because the kid was only 17. But the point about this is that Nick Sandman, sure, and he was there in Washington for a pro-life event, for the March for Life. I think that's a very sympathetic individual to put up before the Republican convention. What else will be different about the Republican convention? Well, we're getting some hints. And we'll let you know about them. We'll also go to President Trump live when he comes on with his afternoon press briefing. That and more on The Medved Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
Bingo!
Don't bingo me.
The Michael Medved Show.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at The MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at The MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What's amazing is how much the Democrats are trying to emphasize Joe Biden's relatively modest background. His dad sold cars part of the time. His dad really did lose his job when they were younger. But, of course, what they don't point out is that Joe Biden's grandfather on his mother's side was a state senator in Pennsylvania. Now, politics runs in the family. But one of the things that there actually have been five or six different columns about it. Joe Biden is the first Democrat nominated for president of the United States. He is the first Catholic since Kennedy, and Kennedy is the only other Catholic. Kennedy won. They had nominated Al Smith, who was the first Catholic ever nominated on a national ticket in 1928. But anyway, that's fairly rare. The other thing that is fairly rare is that going all the way back to 1988, every single Democrat until now has been the possessor of an Ivy League degree. Michael Dukakis in 88 went to Harvard Law School. Then you have Clinton two terms, went to Yale Law School. Then after Clinton, of course, you have Gore, who graduated from Harvard. And then you have Kerry, who graduated from Yale. He was actually at Yale the same time that that George Bush was. And then, of course, you have Barack Obama, Harvard Law School, and Columbia University for two terms. And then you have Hillary Clinton, Yale Law School. And Joe Biden, he went to law school at Syracuse and Syracuse University. And he did his undergraduate work at University of Delaware. They make a very big deal that he went to a state school. Okay, Trump has an Ivy League degree. He has a degree from University of Pennsylvania. And one of the other issues that is going to come up here is how extreme really is the Democratic Party support for the BLM movement. And part of what they're doing, I think, by inviting Patricia and Mark McCloskey, those two gun-bearing St. Louis white people, they're sort of derisively referred to as Karen and Ken, which have become sort of synonymous for white people of privilege with racist inclinations. I don't know why it's racist if there's an angry mob outside your home to be worried about being attacked. And, however, the idea of bringing it up before a national audience, what's he going to say at the convention? It could be that they're going to emphasize, and I think it's very likely they will, the Second Amendment, where Democrats have been very quiet on that issue. Very quiet on that issue during the first 2 days of the convention. They also have not gone as far over the line as a BLM activist named Ian Hawke Newsom did on Fox News. He was on with Martha McCallum talking about racial justice means. Listen.
The problem with oppression and white supremacy is white supremacy will have you criticizing the oppressed and worshiping the oppressors. Now, if you want to talk to me about reparations, nothing falls short of a solution other than people cutting a check. If you want to do something about reparations, cut the check. And we're not talking about going in everyday Americans' pockets. We're talking about banks like Brown Brothers and Harriman, who benefited from slavery. Other insurance companies that sold insurance policies on slaves. We're talking about the American government that was founded on the backs of slaves.
And the American government
owes us reparations. That's what reparations is.
Do
you
want to
know what reparations is? I'm telling you. That's what I'm telling you.
Okay, that's what I'm telling you. The American government's going to catch it. So one of the questions that's worth asking, who are they going to cut the check to? Who gets the check? Does Kamala Harris get a check? Well, sure, she's a black woman. Except she doesn't have a single ancestor, not even one, who was enslaved in the United States of America. She almost certainly has ancestors who were enslaved in Jamaica, though her father, Professor Donald Harris of Stanford, says that he's actually descended from a slave owner named Hamilton Brown, who owned a big plantation at one time or another, owned over 1,000 slaves in Jamaica. So does Kamala Harris get a check? Does Barack Obama get a check? And this idea that because the activists say you've got to cut a check to reparations, it's not just a question of where the check comes from, it's a question of who the check goes to. How stupid is it to give a check to people who are very prosperous, very successful in the United States? Cory Booker, another very prominent African-American political leader, brilliant guy, he went to Stanford and to Yale and to Oxford, and Cory Booker's parents were both executives at IBM, both of them. So does Cory get a check? I don't think he believes in that. I would hope Kamala doesn't. And then, listen, when it comes to looting and reparations, listen to what a BLM activist from New York City, Ian Hawke Newsom, says about that on Fox News with Martha McCallum.
Sir, do you agree that it's okay to go in and break the windows at Gucci's or Macy's or Nike because it makes sure that that person eats and that person has clothes? That was my question to you. Is that ethically okay to you? Is it?
Okay. And before I answer that, I want to ask you this. Do you think it's okay that America kills people in their homes like Breonna Taylor?
No, I
and
don't think that's okay.
Our politicians do not do anything about it.
No, so but you think you don't answer my question.
The officers that killed Breonna Taylor should be arrested?
No,
do you think that the officers that killed Breonna Taylor should be arrested?
That's why you have two-thirds of America who say they support Black Lives Matter because they don't ever
Breonna
want to see police
Taylor,
brutality
they went
in this country.
Okay?
But you're not answering my question, which is whether or not it's okay to take away people's livelihoods because you deserve the stuff that's in the broken window, okay? There's two different issues here, and I wish you had answered my question, which you said you
wouldn't. Do you think it's okay for a country to profit off the backs of slaves?
Okay, They let us go to President Trump. I don't think he'll be addressing this issue, but it will be an issue that is important, I am sure. Here's the president.
Foreign policy failure, a failure like few people have seen in terms of the amount of money we paid for absolutely nothing and a short-term deal. This deal funneled tens of billions of dollars to Iran, $150 billion to be exact, plus $1.8 billion in cash, which I don't know that the president had the authority to give. Gave $1.8 billion in cash. Just another great deal that turned out to be a total disaster that would have funded all of the chaos and the bloodshed and the terror in the region and all throughout the world. And I won't say anything because I don't like saying it, but Iran doesn't have so much money to give to the world anymore, to the terrorists, to give to Al-Qaeda and various other groups of people that they were funding. They have to keep their own regime together, and it's not easy for them. And if and when I win the election within the first month, Iran will come to us and they are going to be asking for a deal so quickly because they are doing very poorly. But that deal was a disaster. $150 billion, $1.8 billion in cash. And we got nothing except a short-term little deal. A short-term expiring, starting to expire already. It's terminated, but it would have, if we didn't terminate it, start to expire very shortly. A good deal was the deal we made with UAE and Israel. And by the way, other countries, I will tell you now, want to come into that deal. Countries that you wouldn't even believe want to come into that deal. And apparently, all of a sudden, you're going to have peace in the Middle East. And you couldn't have done it with this ridiculous Iran nuclear deal, as they call it, that President Obama made, along with Sleepy Joe Biden. I imposed the toughest ever sanctions on Iran, and this has caused great difficulty for them, giving money to terrorist organizations, and if they do, they'll have hell to pay.
That's the President of the United States in his press briefing. Tomorrow, we're going to cover the astonishing story of an instructor at Iowa State University, Ames, Iowa, who says that any pro-life views or any views opposed to Black Lives Matter are grounds for dismissal. Will the university stand behind that? And the Chicago Police Department arrested a woman who live-streamed herself looting stores. Appropriate. We will get to that and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.